This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, I'm going to tell you this day in history, and then I have a story to share with you, which I'm perfectly willing to defer in light of your phone call. So give me a holler if there's something on your mind, 855-993-7569. On this day in 1830, Mary Had a Little Lamb by Sarah Josepha Hale was published. I guess it's something everybody knows. Let's see if it says anything about whether it was a metaphor. No, we know Alice in Wonderland was a metaphor. She was actually born on my birthday, October 24th. She campaigned for the creation of the American holiday known as Thanksgiving and for completion of the Bunker Hill Monument, which means she was probably from Boston. Well, she was born in New Hampshire. So let's see why Mary Had a Little Lamb was such a big deal. I don't think it says. She lived, lived to 91. That's pretty impressive. She's buried in Philadelphia. She was an arbiter of taste for middle-class women in matters of fashion, cooking, literature, and morality. She reinforced stereotypical gender roles, specifically domestic roles for women, while casually trying to expand them. She believed that women shaped the morals of society and pushed for women to write morally uplifting novels. While the ocean of political life is heaving and raging with a storm of partisan passions among the men of America, women, as the true conservators of peace and goodwill, should be careful to cultivate every gentle feeling. She did not support women's suffrage, believed in the secret, silent influence of women. Shame on you. So it doesn't say anything about particularly that Mary Had a Little Lamb. I suppose that she could have written Mary Had a Little Turkey because she was so much in favor of Thanksgiving Day. So there you go. On this day in 1844, Samuel Morse of Morse code fame sends the message. Did you know what his message was? What has God wrought? It's a biblical quotation, Numbers 23, verse 23:23, from the old Supreme Court chamber in the United States Capitol to his assistant Alfred Vail in Baltimore to inaugurate the first telegraph line.
Wow.
Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
What hath God wrought? That one sounds kind of vaguely vengeful.
Yeah.
There you go. 1880, the end of civilization as we know it, where people could send messages over long periods of time. Yeah, every time I'm at the theater, someone forgets to turn off the phone. In 1883, the Brooklyn Bridge in New York City is opened to traffic after 14 years of construction. Somebody sold you the Brooklyn Bridge. On this day in 1895, Henry Irving becomes the first person from the theater to be knighted. In 1935, on this day, the first night game in Major League Baseball. We'll have to tell Manny about this. Is played in Cincinnati, Ohio, with the Cincinnati Reds beating the Philadelphia Phillies 2-1 at Crosley Field.
Mm.
There you go. We've been waiting for spring around here for a long time. It's rainy, and it's not actually cold today, but it's in the 60s. It's supposed to be 85 tomorrow. So we're going directly from nasty to hot, which is what happens around here. In 1940 on this day, Igor Sikorsky, what's Sikorsky famous for, Jacob?
I'm not sure.
You know this. You know this. No, you know this. Yeah. Helicopter flight. Sikorsky helicopter. If you come to New York, and I'll take you to MoMA, the Museum of Modern Art, and in the atrium, hanging from the ceiling, is a Sikorsky helicopter because it is viewed as modern art, which it is. It's gorgeous. The first single rotor helicopter flight. Sikorsky.
Very
there
cool.
There you go. In 1960, following the 1960 Valdivia earthquake, the largest ever recorded earthquake, Cordon Hall begins to erupt. Ooh. So we get that. That would be really scary, right? You get an earthquake, and then you get a volcanic eruption. That'd feel like the end of the world,
right?
Wow. On this day in 1988, Section 28 of the UK's Local Government Act, a controversial amendment stating that a local authority cannot intentionally promote homosexuality, is enacted. 1988. That's 26 years ago. 28 years ago. Wow. Pretty modern. Well, the Brits were even worse about homosexuality than Americans to a certain extent, for reasons that we're not going to go in here to here. 2001, mountaineering Temba Cheri, a 16-year-old Sherpa, becomes the youngest person to climb to the top of Mount Everest. There you go. I told you, I met somebody who was, I was a bartender at a party I was at, and his name was, I think it was Turgay, which, and I said, are you Tibetan? And he said, how did you know? And I said, the Sherpa who climbed, the first one to climb Everest. He thought that was cool that I knew that. I thought it was cool that he was Tibetan. On this day in 2014, a 6.4 magnitude earthquake occurs in the Aegean Sea between Greece and Turkey, injuring 324 people. So today's an earthquake day, for no particular reason that I could figure, but it, apparently it is. We're talking within, you're talking a period of 54 years difference, but two major, major earthquakes. One the largest ever recorded, and 6.4 is not to be messed with. So there you go. All right, that's a day of history. I'm trying to think if I have enough time. You know, I think I'm going to do something else here, and then because I need a little bit more time to tell you the story I was going to tell you. Google is in trouble again. Their Paris headquarters are raided in a tax probe.
Wow.
So you Google tax probe, Google's going to show up. I told you about Minnesota and Monsanto's Roundup soybeans. Did you know, I think that that the United States produces something like 90% of the world's soybeans, something like that. It's an extraordinary amount, which I never would have figured out. I mean, I would not have assumed that we were a major producer. The European EU has not okayed it. It's called a Roundup Ready to Extend, genetically modified soybean. A lot of people are not happy about GMOs in general. It seems to be a generic dislike of HMOs is not very wise. But this, in this particular one, hasn't been tested. They had expected approval prior to planting this spring, but they don't have it. The company is confident a final decision will come soon. I don't know. I mean, and it's brand new, so you don't know the long-term effects. There, several major grain elevators, soybean processors, and other first purchasers have issued notices they will not accept the new soybean varieties. And because when you take it to the silo, you mix the new and the old, it's going to create a real mess. They said that they'd scaled back the initial projection of 3 million U.S. acres for the rollout and now estimate the new soybean will be planted on fewer than 2 million. Given the strong grower demand for the technology, the company still expects to be on two-thirds of the U.S. soybean acres by 2019. Stuff hasn't been tested. Minnesota farmers planted 7.6 million acres of soybeans in 2015, making it the nation's fourth largest producer with an estimated sales value at $3.25 billion. The European Union is the second largest foreign market for U.S. soybeans after China. Did you realize that we were basically supplying the world with soybeans?
No, I did not.
I didn't either. I would have, for some unbeknownst reason, I would have assumed it was China. I guess because it says soy. I don't know.
Right.
But it's creating a real problem because, as I said, at the silos, they mix them. This is, you know, I thought we'd put up on Facebook, what are your living arrangements at this moment, and how old are you? For the first time in the modern era, living with parents edges out other living arrangements for 18 to 34-year-olds. That makes me break out in hives. So let's put up on Facebook, how old are you, and what are your living arrangements?
All right.
Congressional report says the NFL waged an improper campaign to influence government study. We know what that was about the concussions in the NFL. And the Bank of America got their penalty for $1.27 billion mortgage penalty voided. Turns out the technicalities, they didn't prove it well enough. I worry. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, I have to tell you this story, and I'm trying to do it without harming anybody. I was invited to a concert last night, and I'm not going to tell you who because it's not crucial to the story. But this is a very well-known, very well-liked performer. And it was a benefit so I wouldn't ordinarily be invited. But it was obviously a benefit, meaning that people had paid a lot of money to get there and were well-disposed toward the performer. I've seen this person perform in the past, and this person has a particular, I suppose, irritation factor for people who show up late, which many of us do. I got teased at the Talkers Convention that I ran things on time because everybody knew how impatient I was when people were late. And they teased me about it, but I'm sympathetic. And for a performer, especially who's doing, whether singing or talking or whatever, is performing, having people come in late is very disruptive in the audience, which means it's very disruptive to the performer. And I've seen this person take on late comers before. And in fact, I've seen a number of people who do it. And it's usually somewhat gentle with a little bit of a barb to it, because what they're saying is, you couldn't bother to get in time, that you're more important than what I'm doing. So there's always a little bit of an edge to it. And this one, the people were really late. And not only were they really late, but they displaced some people. And so the performer said, well, I hope you didn't displace some big deal donors. And it was a relatively young couple. And I think he may have started with the woman and said, why are you late? And she said, it's not my fault. So then goes to the male, who says, I was emailing. No, he says, I'll talk to you about it later over a drink. And the performer says, I don't want to have a drink with you. Tell me what's going on. He said, I was emailing. He said, well, emailing, what do you do for a living? Or he said it was a client or something. He said, well, I'm in financial services. And to which the person said, you're 25 minutes late. Well, the person wasn't 25 minutes late. They were 45 minutes late. And he said, 25 minutes late, I think you're in financial services, obviously took an important client call. How would you like to donate $25,000 to the cause? It's a benefit. And he said, no. And he said, well, how about $10,000? And I said, no. And I was sitting in a place so I could actually see the couple that he was giving a hard time to. So it got to $5,000, and the guy actually nodded his head, and apparently his wife or girlfriend said no. At which point, the audience gets involved. And it was a little hard to tell whether the audience was giving the latecomers a hard time or giving the performer a hard time. And the performer at that moment, I was thinking, you need to let this go at this moment. It's crossed over the line from being mildly amusing and scolding to something that is getting a little more heavy duty. And up to this point, the performance was really a love fest. Performer could do no wrong. And I'm not going to go into a huge amount of detail about what happened after that, but it just got basically nastier and nastier, the performer finally giving up and saying, but be on time, it's really rude or something. And some other person from the audience, so you have to remember this is a New York audience. New York audiences are not necessarily little pussycats here. They're not necessarily awful, but they're not particularly shy about showing their enthusiasm or their lack of enthusiasm. So apparently this guy is saying either let him alone or let it alone or something, at which point the performer takes on the heckler and says, I suppose I should feel intensely guilty. These people were really late. They disrupted my show. I'm trying to raise money for a good cause, and I guess I should feel intensely guilty about that. He wasn't willing to let it go. And I'm sitting there saying, let it go. And to me, it was a whole lot of really interesting things. First of all, how you can lose an audience, how you can have an audience turn on you. And this audience, he lost all the goodwill. And he tried for the rest of, there was about another, let's see, he said maybe another 45 minutes or something, half hour at least, 45 minutes of the program left. And he never got the audience back. And he tried all sorts of things. He tried being adorable and charming and bringing other people up from the audience. And he never got the audience back. So even more, and knowing that from time to time, all of us are in front of, or many of us are in front of an audience, and how you can lose an audience. But it reminded me of a bunch of years ago. I was in California. I was auditioning for a show, and I'd been out there three times. They had three different auditions, and it was finally we may even have been shooting the pilot. I think I'd already won the audition. And at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'd been at that hotel over a period of a month, maybe three times. So they actually knew who I was. And at 3 o'clock in the morning, I called down and said, can I get a dictionary or a thesaurus? And the guy came up and he told me the following story. He said, Joy, somebody asked a sculptor who did these wonderful statues of horses running with the wind in their mane. And someone asked him how he did that. And he said, all you have to do is set the horses free. Just get out of their way. And he handed me the dictionary and he said, Joy, all you have to do is get out of your own way. And I remember thinking last night that somebody should have told this performer that story, that we all have our little bête noirs. We all have our little sore points. We all have our little things that set us off unreasonably. And it's not unreasonable. It just sets us off more than it would set somebody else off. It's not that it's illogical. It's just a set of rules that we have that are not terribly evident to other people. But every once in a while, we have to be self-aware enough to just let it go. To think about whatever that issue is on the end of our fingertips and just blow it off. And I remember thinking, somebody needs to tell this person, because it's a performance I will never forget. My guess is it's a performance that this person will never forget, because it was so uncomfortable. He just couldn't stop himself. And then he kept going back to it. He made several other references, and he never got the audience back on his side. And it's something for us to remember, that we all have those areas of vulnerability, of things that from our childhood or from a previous experience that have a huge valence with them. They have a huge charge with them. And to make sure that we're not leading with those, that we're able to get out of our own way. And I remember thinking, you know, I need to talk about this tomorrow on the air. So I just did. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time.
If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it?
That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Now available to own on video and DVD.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. There are a couple of DVDs that I can review for you today. One is How to Be Single, which I was actually looking forward to, naive little person that I am. This one stars Dakota Johnson, Rebel Wilson, Allison Brie, so Damon Wayans Jr., so some kind of young and up-and-coming Leslie Mann, kind of five people in New York City are finding out how to be single in a city that's always changing its definition of love. Between one-night stands, sex-filled texts between virtual strangers, and love connections, these five people are trying to find out where they fit in regarding love in the city. What do they want out of their lives? What kind of relationship will be satisfying? And can they find that in New York? For each, the answer might be wildly different. So, you know, I was sort of hoping, I think Rebel Wilson is a real find, but she keeps getting limited to the same kind of sleazy, oversexed fat girl parts. This was a mess. I thought it was demeaning to women. I thought it was stupid. I thought it was a mess. There are a lot better movies around, and I was really looking forward to it. The idea, I mean, I write books about dating, and I was looking forward to this one. As far as I'm concerned, it's completely missable. The Finest Hour, Finest Hours. I actually saw this with some members of the Coast Guard, which was kind of an interesting thing to do because it's about the Coast Guard. It's based on actual events, the retelling of what's still thought to be one of the most heroic small boat rescues in Coast Guard's history. In 1952, one of the worst blizzard-like storms ever to hit the New England coastline crippled an oil tanker off the Cape Cod coast, nearly ripping the ship in two. And the visuals on this are amazing. Fighting against time, four Coast Guard members set out in a tiny lifeboat, braving 70-foot-high waves and frigid temperatures as they try to rescue the more than 30 stranded sailors trapped aboard the vessel before it sinks. I thought this was terrific. It didn't do terribly well in the theater. It stars Chris Pine. I guess we like Chris Pine in Super. I really like this. Ben Foster, Casey Affleck, Eric Bana. To a certain extent, the real star of this is the CGI, is the effects, the ocean. I mean, I guess part of it is we'd seen The Perfect Storm before, and it's a similar story. But I thought this was terrific. As I said, I was somewhat prejudiced because I saw it with a whole bunch of people from the Coast Guard, and they were really down on this, and they loved it. And I should do better on DVD. If you have a choice between The Finest Hours and Least Finest Hours, which is How to Be Single, choose The Finest Hours. It was it's really remarkable. It does make you feel like you don't want to be on an oil tanker anytime soon, or maybe even off the coast of Cape Cod. They do get some serious weather there. So you can check out more DVDs at drjoy.com. Alrighty, so the other two movies that come out this week are The Risen, which I did not see, and Zoolander 2, which I did not see. So if they don't show them to me, I don't see them. Major Crimes Season 4, You Know Me in Television. Although they're beginning to send me, I guess they decided if I'm going to record them, I should see them. And given the fact I don't watch television, they'll occasionally send me the season, and then I look at them, and if I can see them, and I don't have to sit in front of a television set, then I'll review them for you. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Alrighty, should we do what do you think here, Jake, a program director?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, all right, let's go.
All right, I have one I think is appropriate. Given one of the news stories today, Dana wants you to talk about health and nutrition, and is Monsanto poisoning our food?
Well, there's a lot of controversy about that. There was a documentary that came out last year about GMOs, and I'm one of those people who, as one of my friends said in medical school, that I can always see both sides of the question, and it only slows me down. GMOs have been coined the realm, both in the United States and in the EU, for a very long time. They just weren't labeled. And there is now a movement afoot to label them. And the European Union is fighting it, and a lot of manufacturers are fighting it, because they're saying that if it says GMO, genetically modified, then people won't buy it. And that doesn't seem to be the case. It seems to be the case more than the United States. And you'll see things, not to say GMO, but they'll say non-GMO on them. I've seen some, for example, potato chips that say non-GMO. I'm trying to think how many products I've seen, but I have seen and was not incredibly aware of it before the documentary. As I said, it's very easy to say anything that's genetically modified is bad. I'm not sure that's true. The issue about GMO, which the Monsanto story brings out, is that they just... Some of the things have been around. I mean, there's apparently genetically modified bacon, I think, we've been eating for 20 years with no noticeable side effects. So saying that something is GMO does not necessarily mean that it's bad. Doesn't necessarily mean it's good either. But it's made, and Monsanto's argument is by wiping out things like mold, making, for example, soybean, which is in today's news, more resistant to pesticides or to mold, that you can have a more productive crop, which means farmers can make more money on the same amount of land and provide food for a world that is getting increasingly hungry and increasingly large. The other side of it is saying that farmers that Monsanto has wiped out small farmers and anybody who wants to, because you have to buy a new seed every year, you can't, that farmers have historically planted their seeds, harvested their crops, and then taken their and used their own seeds again, for example, from wheat or from soybean or from anything else. And Monsanto, you have to buy new feed every year. You have to buy new seed every year. So that they're really driving small farmers out of business, and we don't know the long-term effects of the modifications. I don't know. I just don't think there's enough information to categorically say we shouldn't have anything that's modified. Doesn't seem to me to be sensible. On the other hand, saying that we don't need to test it also seems unsensible. So my guess is that we're going to find, like a lot of things, that some things are perfectly safe and work fine and are very valuable, and some things are not safe, don't work perfectly fine, and are not okay. But the data is still so unclear, and we have one group of people who is responding primarily emotionally, and another that is responding primarily economically. And just because you can make more profit on it doesn't mean it's inherently bad, but it sure as hell doesn't mean it's inherently good either. So what do you do as somebody who's living in this world where it's very hard to get accurate data about the safety of your food? Pretty important subject. I mean, safety of your food, safety of your water, safety of your air. And it's something all of us should and do worry about. The question is, where do you get the data that you could trust? And I don't have a good answer to that. Things on the internet that are true, that are half true, that are complete lies are all in the same typeface. You can't get it on television because some of the so-called experts are paid shills from tobacco or from Monsanto or whatever. So how do you get the information? I don't know. I really don't. I think part of it is the information is available. We've got a story today that's saying that antibiotic side effects include immune disease and fewer brain cells. We have a report that says the NFL waged improper campaign to influence the government study. Whom do you trust? And as far as I'm concerned, the answer is nobody. Which doesn't mean that you go through life paranoid. It just means that you take everything with a grain of salt. And as far as I'm concerned, how do you lead a healthy life based on the fact it's almost impossible to get accurate, true information? I think the answer is moderation. That you don't use antibiotics cavalierly. That you don't take drugs for things that... For example, let me just give you, instead of taking an aspirin, when aspirin is one of those things, aspirin would not pass the FDA if it had to be okayed today. Cause too many side effects and bleeding, okay? It's still basically a miracle drug. But the next time you have a headache, instead of grabbing a Tylenol or an aspirin, take your earlobes, the fat part of your earlobes where you'd put an earring if you were either a male or a female, and just and grip them between your thumb and your index finger and press as hard as you can for about 30 seconds. It will make most headaches go away. Easy. Doesn't take a drug. So eat moderately. Drink moderately. Don't smoke. Get some exercise. Drink water some bottled water has got more junk in it than your tap water. I don't know. And decide that we're still living longer and healthier than any generation has heretofore. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved
loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Join me, George Norrie, at Joshua Tree, California, June 3rd through the 6th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. Featuring Graham Hancock, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and Eric Von Doniken, and so many more. For information, go to contactinthedesert.com, contactinthedesert.com, or 760-365-8371.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. All right, how about we'll finish up the program with an email today?
Sounds good.
Because that way Manny won't yell at me. I remember being on a panel, speaking of Talkers Convention, about 10 or 12 years ago, and people talking about email and how great it was. And I said, the problem about email is that if somebody emails you, number one, they expect you to respond, and they expect you to respond quickly, and it can be a trap. I can get hundreds of emails every day, so try and keep up with it.
Yeah.
That way Manny doesn't yell at me.
That's our number one concern.
Yeah, Manny yelling.
Manny yelling. All right, this one's from Linda.
Okay.
She says, 6 weeks ago, I was talking to a neighbor, a mother in her 40s who lives two houses down, telling her the neighbor who lives in between our homes has terminal cancer. When I added that I would probably be telling another neighbor because this neighbor has been disrespectful to the now dying neighbor and wanted to spare further grief, When I said that, she became very angry at me and started making comments. Why are you respected and they are not? Do you feel like you belong with high-end people? I was scolded for about 3 minutes as she had to make sure I, in her mind, knew my place. This woman was a real pleasure to have around the neighborhood, very friendly to all. I suspect she may be of the Muslim faith, as once I asked her about a food safety bill, she gasped, clutched her chest, and said, "My husband," in horror of talking of such things without her husband. She walks 10 feet behind her husband like a happy puppy, and her two boys, I suspect from another marriage, look very Mid-Eastern. She dresses and talks like an American. I am white and the only divorced woman in the area. Could it be if she is of the Muslim faith? In her mind, my being divorced should make me an outcast. She walks her children to school in front of my home, one or two round trips a day. I love to do yard work, and it has now become very awkward. I have spent much time on the internet searching on outcast divorced women, trying to understand, as I do not know what to do with this. I'm 66 years old and too old for this nonsense.
Okay.
Thanks.
If I had to guess, I would guess it didn't have anything to do with anything other than sort of feeling like you were, I think your comment about saying, I'm going to tell the woman who's been giving Sarah a hard time, that Sarah's dying, of telling Sarah's business. But that's my assumption. You're making a completely different set of assumptions, but I would encourage neither of us to make assumptions. You know, the old thing of A-S-S-U-S-U-M-E, that assumptions make an ass of you and me. I would just go and knock on her door and maybe take her over, I don't know, some chocolate or something, and saying, I know we had a really unhappy conversation 6 weeks ago, and I've spent most of the last 6 weeks trying to figure out what I did to offend you, because it was not my intent. I think you're lovely. I think you're an asset to the neighborhood. I loved being out in the garden when you and the boys were walking by, and I don't understand exactly what the concern was, and I just wondered if we could either go back over it or that you could explain to me what I did to offend you, because that was not my intent. And most people, look, we don't know what's going on in somebody else's head, in somebody else's life. It may have been that she was ill at one point and somebody spilled the beans about her illness and she didn't want other people to know or to feel sorry for her. You don't know. So rather than making the assumption, and especially since it's making you so unhappy and so uncomfortable, that half of all marriages end in divorce these days. So if being a divorced woman makes you an outcast, you're going to be in very good company. There are a lot of divorced people around. I wouldn't assume that that's it. And it sounds like the two of you had a perfectly convivial relationship before that. And it may have been that somebody in her family was sick or had cancer, or you just don't know. So rather than taking it quite so personally, which you obviously have, I would just go and see if you can't make some peace. The worst that could happen is that she could be standoffish or unpleasant. Most people, when given an opportunity to undo something that's uncomfortable, especially in a neighborhood, take that opportunity. And she may just say, look, I was having a bad day, or somebody told a friend of mine that I was sick that I really didn't want to know. You just don't know. So, or maybe she felt really close to the person who was very sick, or she felt that the person who was really sick should have told her before they told you. You don't know. I mean, there are huge number of options here, and rather than sort through them and try to assign an arbitrary value to what you think may be true, just go and ask her. Take over a flower from your garden or something for the kids or whatever, and just knock at her door and say, I don't know what happened 6 weeks ago. I somehow did something that made you very unhappy with me, and if we could just take a moment and explain to me, I would take it as a personal favor, because I really do like you. I love having you in the neighborhood. I miss being able to wave to you when the boys are there, and see what happens. And the worst thing she would say is, well, I don't want to have anything to do with you because I'm a Muslim and you're divorced and I don't think that's a good idea, which would confirm your assumption, but would at least make you feel better. Ask her. When in doubt, don't assume. Especially if you're going to assume something that makes you happy, not unhappy. The other option, if you really feel that you don't want to ask her, which is still my first choice, just pretend it never happened and just be cheerful. And most people, again, most people don't want to go through life being angry with somebody. It just takes too much energy. So if you just smile at her and wave and are charming to the boys, it may just disappear. But if I were in your shoes, since it's clearly bothering you and it's been going on for 6 weeks and you're going on the internet and assuming it's because you're divorced, I'd go and ask her. Okay. When in doubt. And just by saying, I've been thinking about it and I really, my intent was certainly not to insult you or offend you, and I would just be curious if you could enlighten me about, you know, what I did was wrong so I can make it right, because I miss having that easy relationship with you. Alrighty? 855-993-7569. And do not say, if I offend you, I'm sorry, because that's kind of a non-statement. That's not an apology. We were talking about it's one of the things about, I guess we didn't put up fake apologies. I think there's only one. Well, if you're offended, I'm sorry, which says you're a jerk. You had no right being offended, but I'll go through the motions of saying I'm sorry, and we really know that I'm not. I can't believe we put up who's someone you've lost contact with that you'd like to speak to again and why. And we didn't get any response on that.
Yeah.
So you guys are all up to date?
It's surprising, yeah.
I guess one of the reasons I put it up is in the last maybe 3 or 4 weeks, I've heard from people out of the blue that I had lost contact with. And I actually got in touch with a couple of people as well. It tends to be kind of an avalanche thing. It builds on itself. So just maybe that was why it was on my mind. But maybe I'm the only person who loses contact with people and then needs to reestablish. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at emberlit.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.